Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to talk to y'all a little bit about what's going on in the behind the scenes of Scarcasm. I did say, and I always wanted to make a point to be totally honest with y'all about everything that's going on with the show. So basically what's happened within the last week, let me take you back to the beginning. Originally, I had no idea what I was really going to do with the show. Originally, it was just me talking, you know, the idea was just me talking, and I'll probably bring on a guest and do like normal shows. And then that's when I brought in Jay Bird, and then, you know, we kind of expanded from there. I had an offer to partner with Geeks with Color, and that was a good idea for me to partner with somebody, and I decided to do that. And then very shortly after that, less than a week after that, I got an offer to join Open Forum Radio. At the time, Open Forum Radio was very in the early stages of what they're doing, and I wanted to and I thought that was a good idea at the time. You know, we were all kind of starting out trying to get a feel for all of this, even though we were pretty much all descendants of the tag community and all of that kind of stuff. Since I had already made the agreement with Geeks with Color, I decided that, you know, loyalty and all that kind of stuff, I wasn't going to do it. Then, then I started getting in touch with what I really wanted to do with the show, and stuff started to really start to happen for me. And people started listening, I started getting feedback, and then the minions came in, and we started to actually come up with good stuff. So I basically started bringing in and letting the minions run with their own show ideas and all of that kind of stuff. So that's when I basically created the Scarcasm Live Union, which is basically just me and the minions having fun and creating the type of content that we want for the show. During that time period, Geeks with Color changed. They're in the process of changing right now, and they get ready to come out with something new. But the Scarcasm Union is still rolling. And I got another offer to join Open Forum Radio. So I kind of looked at it a little bit differently the second time. I looked at it based off of, one, my relationship with, the Geeks with Color guys, and also, just based off of all of the work that the minions and I have done so far. And it was kind of a daunting task. And I went to the minions and I asked them what they thought. Some people wanted to do this, other people didn't. And I just thought it was a better idea right now for us to stay independent and focus on making our shows better and narrowing down what we wanted to do before we try to align ourselves with anybody else. Because right now it's all about producing great content, and that's what I'm about right now. It's just getting our content straight, and I don't want to try to do that. And also, it just would have felt funny after all of the work that we've done with us and the minions to put all of this stuff together to just say, hey, you know, we're a Scarcasm Union, but we're under Open Forum Network. You know, Open Forum Radio Network. It just didn't sound right to me. And like I said, I wanted the time to actually craft. I wanted more time to perfect my craft before I decided to align myself with anybody else. Kind of, and to be honest, I kind of felt like LeBron, and I was being, you know, I had the opportunity to go to either New York or Miami, and both seemed like good ideas, but I wasn't sure where I wanted to go. So I just, you know, me personally, I didn't take my talents to South Beach, and I decided to stay in Cleveland for the time being. And I think that's just what we're going to do for right now. We're going to stay independent. We're going to work on our content. And then if something happens in the future, it'll happen. I thank both the guys at Open Forum Radio and the guys at Geeks with Color for their offers. But right now, I want to focus on making good content. Thanks.